Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're live right now so you can join the broadcast, so you can pose your question or seek direction for the real-life issues you face. If there's something you need to talk about, let's talk about it right now. 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. It intersects with your life every day. It's Basic Gospel. We want to hear from you. So call now, 800-677-9377. Now, Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, a historic day in American history.
It is a historic day. It's a very sad day to think back 13 years ago, what took place in New York City and Washington, D.C., and I guess the plane crash in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. all the lives that were lost, the blood that was spilled just because of evil.
Yes.
Evil in the hearts of men. And I think on that day, we saw the curtain lifted up, and we got a picture of what evil unbridled is. Throughout human history, there have been moments like this when we've seen what can really take place, what humans can really do to other humans. And it was a sad, sad day.
Absolutely.
It was a day that our country turned to prayer, a day that our country started asking questions. I remember very clearly that day on the radio broadcast, you and I were in studio and talking about the events, and it was hard to talk about
right.
it. But we had lots of questions, and I remember one lady, she was wondering, what if that had been her in one of those towers? And she came to Christ that day.
Yeah.
She came to know her Lord and Savior that day. So we just, we have all these questions of why, Lord, did you allow this to happen? Why, if you're such a loving God, didn't you step in and intervene and all of those sort of things? And that's been the question that people have been asking since the dawn of time. As soon as Adam and Eve sinned, that question entered into the human experience, because we've seen evil throughout human history.
Absolutely.
And, there's a passage in the New Testament where the saints who are under the altar in heaven, they're crying out, "How long, God, how long, sovereign Lord, are you going to wait until you judge the inhabitants of the earth?" And I think that's something that we all wonder. How long are you going to let this go on? And we have to remember that God's patience means salvation. That we think of things as happening very slowly, but God's patience has a purpose. He is reaching out to people. He is rescuing people. He is delivering them from sin and death and bringing them into new life in Jesus Christ. That's God's plan in Jesus, and that plan is faithfully being executed right now, right at this very moment. Somebody on the planet is being saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe it's somebody in our listening audience today that is questioning who they are and why they're here and where they're going. Well, maybe today will be the day that they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and they're saved. But God's patience means salvation. So as believers, we can be anchored to truth. We know there's going to be a day when all things will be made right. God has promised that. There's going to be a new heaven. There's going to be a new earth. He's going to avenge all of us. He is going to make a judgment toward those who have rejected his son, Jesus. All that's going to take place. We know it's going to take place, but it's somewhere in the future. And our knowledge of that truth anchors us here today so that we can go out as the people of God, the children of God, and be lights in this world of darkness, offering up the word of life to those who are dead spiritually, who are dead in sin and death.
Yes, indeed. That's, of course, Basic Gospel, everybody. We want you to be a part of this edition. 1-800-677-9377. Calls coming in already, but still room for you. 1-800-677-9377.
I know many of our listeners in New York, lived that day.
Yes.
We're right there. I know our pastor friend, Timothy Riles, his apartment was just a couple of blocks away from the World Trade Centers, and so he was right there. I know others were right there. I know some folks that worked at the Pentagon, and when that plane hit the Pentagon. And, you know, if you have a story that you can share on today's broadcast, we would love to hear from you as well, and how you were encouraged in the midst of that by the good news of God's love and grace. We would love to hear from you, and I know many were affected by that in tragic ways, and they're still feeling the pain. Some of them are still feeling the pain of that day that happened 13 years ago, and if that's you, call in. We would love to talk.
Again, that number is 800-677-9377.
Let's go out to Colorado and talk with Chris, who's listening to us on oneplace.com. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Doing fantastic. Nice to hear from you, my friend.
Yeah, good to hear from you, too. I got the CD in the mail and listened to it, Driving the Stake.
Excellent.
And the book, The Open Door, or whatever. That was really good and helped. I'm still struggling with it, but, probably need a bunch of other times, but, it was good. The thing with 9/11, for one thing, that I was thinking of today was, despite all the evil and the sin and the death that went on, at the bottom of the rubble, there was the cross. And so, despite all that, there's hope in Jesus.
You're exactly right, Chris. And we saw many, many signs of God's hand in the midst of that, bringing hope and encouragement and help to people who needed it that particular day, and then in the many days and weeks that followed. So thanks for sharing that, reminding us of that.
Yeah.
But Chris, as far as assurance of salvation, you know, you've had a lot of time that you've felt like you were maybe lost, or maybe that you had crossed a line, or that, you know, you weren't assured of your salvation. And so those thoughts generate feelings. And that's the way we're made up. Whatever we think, that's ultimately going to become what we feel. So if you're thinking angry thoughts toward another person because of something they've done to you, you're going to feel the emotion of anger. So what we feel is just evidence of what's in our mind. So, and if we've felt a certain way for a long period of time, like God's distant, like God's mad at us, like God has turned his back on us, those feelings aren't going to go away overnight. So give it time. That's the encouragement to you, Chris. Give that time to allow your feelings to come back in line to what truth you're now putting in your mind.
Okay, thank you. And just like, have I really believed and accepted? I know I've done it a million times, but, you know. And then the thing about the smoking thing, and then I take pain medicine for my back, the slip disc, but it says somewhere in the Bible about those who commit sorcery won't inherit eternal life. And then I've heard that when they translate it to the original meaning, it means pharmacy and all that. And so, I mean, I know regular prescription meds and all that are okay, but I mean, as far as like smoking and cigarettes and maybe pain medicine, it's not sure about that with as far as the...
Yeah, well, Chris, you're throwing out something as you know, it's an obstacle in your mind. You know, is this okay? God, is this okay? Well, how about is this okay? And then, you know, you ask the question, did I believe? Did I truly believe? Did I genuinely believe? And you're looking at all this stuff that you're doing or haven't done. And that's where you have to make the shift, and you have to, you know, kind of turn away from you and put your eyes upon Jesus. He's the author and perfecter of your faith. The minute you turn away from what Christ has done for you through his death, burial, and resurrection, and start focusing on, you know, the fact that you smoke, the fact that you're taking pain medications, and wondering, is that okay or not okay? That's when all those doubts are going to start creeping back in. So, you know, sorcery, what they're talking about there, and what they're talking about, you know, throughout the Word of God, is people relying on things or other people for their meaning and purpose apart from Christ. In other words, you're saying, God, I'm going to do this on my own. I'm going to rely on this. This is going to bring me meaning and purpose. This is going to make me the person that I want to be. That's a rejection of Christ. That is what Adam and Eve did in the garden. So it could be anything. So if you're using something as your idol, something that you're worshiping, something that you are depending upon for your happiness, for your well-being, for your worth, then you're saying, I don't need God. That's what you're saying in that. So that's not what you're saying, Chris. You know you need Jesus, you know you need him more than anything else. So your heart is saying, I believe. And the reason your heart is saying, I believe, is because that gospel message has hit your heart in such a way that it produced that type of faith, that produced that type of response. So you're just going to have to step back and say, Lord, you're the one that saved me. You're the one that sent Jesus. Jesus died in my place. Jesus was buried. Jesus was raised to life. Jesus has come to live inside of me. Jesus has saved me once and for all. And I'm going to forever thank Jesus for that truth, for that reality. And as you start to do that, then you can start seeing these other things a little more clearly. You know, smoking isn't going to keep you out of heaven. It's kind of a non-entity as far as your relationship with God is concerned. But it is a health concern. And when you rest in the fact that you've been saved once and for all, that you've been saved completely, that Jesus has done all the work, then you can look at smoking for what it is. And you can say, do I want to continue to put that smoke in my lungs and risk lung disease, whatever that might be? And then you can make some proper decisions about that.
If I haven't, then I haven't made Jesus Lord of my life, which means that I could not be saved if I haven't made him Lord of my life, since still smoke. And if you do that, then you haven't made him Lord of your life, so you're not, may not be saved, kind of thing.
Chris, let's go back. You know you've received Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you believe that he died for all of your sins?
Yeah.
You believe he was raised so that you could have everlasting life?
That's the other thing. I'm wondering do I believe that all this personally? I know he has for other people, but I don't know. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Well, then, you know, then you say, okay, Lord, you've done your work, and you're going to continue to do your work. And so when the Lord comes in, you know, he sets up shop, and he goes to work. And part of the work that he does is to renew our minds so that our thoughts start aligning with truth. Your thoughts aren't aligning with truth in full. But God isn't finished with you yet, so he's going to start renewing the mind. That was part of the reason I sent you the CD and the booklet. So I'll just say keep pouring that truth into your mind, and your mind will start being renewed. And as it gets renewed, your feelings are going to start changing, and you're going to have this confidence in your relationship with the Lord. So give it time.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much for sending the resources out for me to.
You are so welcome, Chris. That's our privilege. That's our joy. That's why we're here. Because Chris, you're not the only one going through that. I went through the same thing. I needed somebody to help me, and somebody helped me. And I was so grateful that that person helped me. It was a Bible study in Atlanta that got my thinking straight and gave me what salvation really was. And boy, it made such a huge difference in my life. And that's what put a desire in my heart to help people just like that guy helped me. And so that's our privilege and prayer, Chris, and our joy, Chris, to be able to send you resources. And we want to walk with you through this journey. So you keep listening, you keep reading, you keep keep your eyes on Jesus, and you call us anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Chris. God bless you, my friend.
Yes, indeed. 1-800-677-9377. Thanks for joining us on this Patriot Day edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. And again, thank you for joining us. Really join us at 1-800-677-9377.
Let's go to Louisville and talk with our friend Mary Jo. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well today. What's on your mind?
I still struggle with faith. I know you don't conjure it up. I think sometimes I try to conjure it up, though. And I want you to read that Bible verse to me again. Faith is being sure of what we hope for. No, certain of what we hope for. Faith is, you do it.
Okay. Okay. Actually, Richard did a whole series on faith, and he used that verse as the centerpiece of that series. So talk to us a little bit about that. Read it and talk to us a little bit about faith.
So this comes from Hebrews 11:1. It says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And so you have to ask a couple of questions. What is it that we hope for? And what we're hoping for, our hope, is the returning Jesus. He died and rose again and then went back to heaven and sent us the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And that Holy Spirit confirms in our lives every day that Jesus is coming back. He's going to finish this work of ultimate salvation. He's going to get rid of sin once and for all. We can have confidence in the future. We know absolutely that Jesus is going to come back and finish this. Well, what are these things that we don't see? This assurance that we need to have about things we don't see. Well, you can't see forgiveness. You can't see the Holy Spirit living in you. You can't see salvation. But all of these things are absolutely true. And so when you are exercising faith, what you are saying is, I know Jesus is coming back for all of his children, and that I am one of his children because I know that I'm forgiven and that I have eternal life because the Holy Spirit lives in me and has sealed me for that very purpose. When you begin to look at life that way, fully focused on Jesus and the fact that he's the one who does that work, then you begin to see how your faith will grow. And you don't need a lot of it, right? Jesus said just the mustard seed size faith is more than enough. And so all we do to increase our faith is to concentrate on the things Jesus has done in the past and is doing right now today in our lives, and it changes things.
Yeah, he's the author.
He is
and
the author
perfecter.
And perfecter.
So look to him, Mary Jo, and he will mature your faith. That's
okay.
You can't look at you. You can't look at the things that you're doing or not doing. You have to look at Jesus, just like Richard was saying.
Well, you get so distracted this day and time with all that's going on. And
absolutely.
Yes, you do.
Well, let me do this, Mary Jo. Let me put you on hold, and we'll send you a copy of Richard's series on that. It's First Faith and Freedom. So we'll send you a copy of that, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you hold on, and then after you listen to it, call us back.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mary Jo.
This and many other products are available to help you toward spiritual maturity at our online store. You'll find it at store.basicgospel.net.
Let's go to Nick in Jersey City listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Nick.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Doing fabulous. How about you?
Very good. I just called in because I wanted to call in to encourage the caller before the last one, the one about the cigarette smoking.
Yeah, Chris.
Chris, yeah.
Yes.
I just wanted to say to him that when I first became a believer 25 years ago, I was a cigarette smoker. And I just wanted to let him know that his cigarette smoking has nothing to do with his salvation. When I first came to the Lord, I was a smoker. And about 3 months after that, you know, listening to DVDs all day in my truck while I was a serviceman and just really getting into the Lord and reading the Bible, I came to the realization that God didn't want me to smoke, and it wasn't the thing he wanted me to do because we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. But what I realized was it was me having to give that over completely to the Lord. I tried to quit several times on my own, and I couldn't do it. And finally, when I just really gave it over to the Lord and said, you know what, God doesn't want me to do this. If he doesn't want me to, he has to take it away. And he did. I threw the cigarettes out the window with the idea that if I was going to quit, he was going to have to do it for me completely because I couldn't do it. But salvation has nothing to do with you smoking. You're a believer. You're always going to be a believer. And God will eventually help you get rid of those cigarettes. You just have to trust in that and give it over to him completely.
Yeah. Well, Nick, those are good words and a great testimony. And we need that type of encouragement. I know my mother-in-law, Pat, she smoked for a while. And then when our first daughter, Caitlin, was born, she just quit immediately. She said, I've got a granddaughter to live for and to be involved with. And it made all the difference. So sometimes we just need an incentive, something that is more important to us than the cigarette smoke. And eventually we find that as we allow the Lord to renew our minds. And that's what you're saying, Nick. And I sure appreciate your great words today. Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely. And the other thing that I knew it was the Lord helping me is because that was the only time that I quit that I wasn't pulling my hair out. I had no withdrawal, no desire to have a cigarette.
Isn't that amazing?
I went home and my wife said, it's unbelievable. My wife said, how are you quitting so easy? I said, it's not me.
Yeah,
it's God. God just took it from me when I was willing to give it up.
Yeah, that's
that was it.
That's the power of Christ. Well, thank you, Nick.
Okay,
thanks
guys,
for your
have
call.
A great day.
You too. Let's go to Joseph in Long Island, New York, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thanks.
I just wanted to also add on to that point that he just made, the caller.
Okay.
That also for Chris is that, you know, understanding that we are righteous and that cannot be taken away from us is extremely foundational. And I think that is stamped on such a strong point because, you know, as for me as a young believer years ago, I was always battling with, you know, is my sin going to separate me from the Lord? And a lot of times if I believe that, it's going to make me not want to go to the Lord with my issues or anything else.
Absolutely.
However, you know, when I realized that there's nothing, not even sin, to separate me from the Lord, that drew me to him even closer. And the taste for sin started to decrease.
Absolutely.
In my life.
Well, Joseph, that's exactly what the Word of God says. Grace teaches us to say no to sin. That grace, a tangible expression of that, is the forgiveness of sins that we have through the shed blood of Christ. When we know that, when we understand it, when we rest in it, then we're free to draw near to the Lord and get the help that we need and the mercy that we need in our time of need. So, Joseph, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate everyone who calls and everyone who listens to be a part of this thing we call Basic Gospel Every Day. And this month, for your gift of any amount to Basic Gospel, you're going to receive Bob Christopher's 4-message series called When God Is For You. Again, if you are looking to find a way to really fully understand and get into your identity as a child of the living God, this series will certainly help. Simply go online to basicgospel.net, that's basicgospel.net, or you can phone and our operator will take care of you. And, of course, that's for a gift of any amount this month. 1-800-727-2828, that's 800-727-2828. We'll see you for another edition tomorrow at the same time. Hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.